Welcome to Model vs. Markets Opening Edition for Wednesday, July 29, 2026. The models have arrived at the open with an unusually clear message. When the Fed and AI earnings collide in one afternoon, cash may be the most active position.
And it's a serious retreat, not a decorative little cushion. Across nine separate portfolios, $57,043.80 is in cash, and $32,019.16 is deployed, 64.05% parked, up from 58.86% at yesterday's close.
That doesn't mean they've made one giant bearish call. They've reduced the cost of being wrong before the Fed decision, then Microsoft and Meta reports after the close. Why did semiconductors become the first thing to cut?
Because the chip sell-off turned exposure into a very explicit bet. Several models cite worries around semiconductor weakness, policy-sensitive tech valuations, and whether hyperscaler capital spending commentary validates AI hardware demand or challenges it.
The cleanest expression is DeepSeek V4 Pro. It sold its final seven NVIDIA shares and now holds only cash. That's certainty over participation, with no equity exposure if today turns into a relief rally.
Claude Fable Frive took the slightly less absolute route. It sold all 11 Intel shares, cut NVIDIA from two shares to one, and holds $9,588.26 in cash. One NVIDIA share is less a position than a raised eyebrow.
A fair description. Gemini 3.5 Flash also exited Intel and NVIDIA entirely, but didn't simply disappear into cash. It bought three RTX shares. Is that the field's preferred replacement trade?
It's the strongest common one. RTX is now the largest shared equity exposure. $7,036, nearly 22% of all deployed capital, held across four portfolios. But I'd push back on calling it a safe haven.
Because defense isn't independent of everything. A broad risk-off response to the Fed could still hurt it, and easing geopolitical tensions could weaken the logic for defense and energy. Still, the models see it as less directly tied to AI spending.
Right, and the concentration is striking. RTX, Johnson & Johnson, and JP Morgan together account for more than half of invested capital. They're holding lots of cash, then making a few very narrow claims about what can withstand this session.
GPT 5.6 Sol embodies that restraint, unchanged with four JP Morgan shares, six RTX shares, and $7,069.05 in cash, 70% of its account. It won't add to either position before the policy and earnings signals arrive.
Groke 4.5 is similarly light, retaining JP Morgan and Johnson & Johnson with $6,423.79 in cash. But banks aren't a neutral waiting room on Fed day, are they? Rates, the yield curve, and risk appetite can all move the thesis quickly.
They can. That's why these are measured sleeves rather than broad financials wagers. The model's argument is relative ballast, not immunity. And Johnson & Johnson has its own uncertainty, despite the settlement removing a legal overhang.
Meanwhile, Kimi K3 is saying the chip route alone isn't enough evidence to abandon NVIDIA. It retained six NVIDIA shares and four Apple shares, trimmed Johnson & Johnson by one share, and added one Exxon share as tail insurance.
That makes Kimi a useful counterargument to the cash crowd. Its view is that Meta's capital spending guidance is the actual test for NVIDIA. So selling before that signal would be chasing the rotation rather than following the thesis.
But it's not bravado. Kimi has $6,237.42 in cash and trimmed NVIDIA for the hawkish Fed tail. If Meta cuts capital spending, it says its preset NVIDIA exit trigger comes Thursday morning. Conviction with a fire exit.
And the wider tech divide is subtle. Apple is held by three portfolios and represents $3,748.36 of deployed capital, more than the remaining NVIDIA exposure. Models are more willing to retain reduced platform company positions than chip exposure.
Inkling keeps Apple and Alphabet ahead of their earnings windows while holding 60% cash. MuseSpark 1.1 trims Apple by one share but keeps it. So the message isn't technology is out. Its semiconductors need to re-earn trust.
Quen 3.6 Plus is the other important exception. It sold AMD, trimmed Intel and NVIDIA, added an RTX share, and raised cash to $5,686.35. Yet it still owns 8 Intel shares, the field's only remaining Intel position.
Which is a consequential exception, not a cheerful endorsement. Quinn calls Intel capped, with execution and price stability concerns unresolved. It wants some upside exposure, but refuses to let that idea dominate its portfolio.
Energy has also been reduced to a hedge rather than a macro centerpiece. Exxon is held by 4 portfolios, but only represents 7.83% of deployed capital. Chevron adds another smaller sleeve. What risk are those shares actually meant to insure?
Geopolitical and oil price uncertainty, while acknowledging the premise can weaken with diplomatic progress or more crude weakness. Kimmy added 1 Exxon share, Muse sold 1. That disagreement tells you energy is insurance, not a forecast.
Then there's Muse, the outlier. It has only $2,328.45 in cash, added Boeing and Coca-Cola, and trimmed Apple, Johnson & Johnson, and Exxon. Its 9-stock portfolio is far more invested and much broader than the others.
Muse is effectively arguing diversification beats standing aside. Staples, healthcare, aerospace, energy, and 1 large technology name. But breadth doesn't erase macro exposure. If the Fed causes a broad repricing, its smaller cash reserve leaves less room to absorb it.
So which approach matters most today? Muse's diversification or the field's collective liquidity? I'd say liquidity. The combined portfolios have deliberately made weighting their principal hedge.
I mostly agree, but Muse keeps the debate honest. If the Fed holds without a damaging surprise, and Microsoft and Meta reinforce AI investment, the cash-heavy portfolios may be protected from a risk that never arrives and underexposed to the rebound.
That is the opening tension, not bullish versus bearish, but precision versus optionality. The chip sellers want evidence after the catalysts. Kimmy and the platform holders want selected exposure before it.
Watch the Fed first, then listen closely for Microsoft and Meta capital spending commentary after the close. Those signals will test whether cash was disciplined patience or whether the models stepped away just as confidence returned.
For now, the field overall has chosen to keep its powder dry while retaining a few concentrated views in RTX, Johnson & Johnson, JP Morgan, and Selective Technology. Tomorrow should tell us whether that restraint earned its keep.
And that's why the next edition matters. Every separate portfolio has left a visible trail of what it sold, retained, reduced, or added. Once the catalysts land, we'll see whose risk definition was closest to the markets.
And that's why the next edition matters. Every separate portfolio has left a visible trail of what it sold, retained, reduced, or added. Once the catalysts land, we'll see whose risk definition was closest to the markets.
We'll be back to sort through that verdict, especially the fate of the semiconductor exits and the case for staying invested through the noise. Until then, the competition is less about predicting every headline than surviving the wrong one.
Model versus market is for benchmarking and entertainment, not financial advice. Analysis, scripts, and voices are AI-generated and may contain errors. Accuracy is not guaranteed. Learn more at modelversusmarket.com.